siento las horas que van con el tiempo. Ni me acuerdo que llevo en mi pecho una herida mortal. Yo contigo no siento el sonar de la lluvia y el viento, porque llevo tu amor en mi pecho.
I'm so inspired by people who take a bad situation, like the one we've all been living through in the last year, the pandemic, the lockdown, the financial crisis that some of us have been facing, whether it's having to change jobs, having to move from your home, having to adjust with your school, with your children, whatever it might be, we're getting through it. And a stellar example of this is a group of three lovely ladies who have a musical group called Ellas. They are Swami, Melinda, and Nelly. And they are here in the queso with me today to talk just about everything that's been going on this past year and how the lockdown, the pandemic, has actually reignited their passion for music and how they are coming through it strong. And if you just take a look at their pages and see how wonderful they are, how beautiful they are, you'll just be so inspired, just like I was talking to them today. Just some really down-to-earth ladies with a real life going on behind the music, which makes it just that much more amazing and inspiring to listen to. I invite you to sit down, take a moment, sip on a nice warm drink or cold drink, whatever it might be, wherever you might be listening to this, and sit down and listen to the conversation I had here with AS. And also make sure to join us for a virtual concert that they will be having together with Las Hermanas Garcia coming up on March 5th, virtual and online. Thanks for joining me. And make sure to look for AS on Facebook, Instagram, and at ASLA.com. That's ELLASLA.com.
I'm thank you so much for having us. It's amazing how this is starting to take off, you know. It's kind of surreal because, well, number one, I never thought that we'd be living through something like this, like a pandemic, and then to be releasing our album in that time, you know, it's kind of surreal. I kind of feel like it's in a movie. Like, I don't know. It's a journey, and I'm so glad to be on that journey with Swami and Nelly, and we're just, you know, prepared for what comes ahead.
Oh no, Mariluz told me that they would be joining us today.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so we can just chat till they get here, but. It's just it feels like we're doing things differently this year, like you said, and we find ways to do it, and it kind of just feels normal now.
Yeah, it's the new norm, and I have a feeling that some of these things we've adapted to are gonna stick.
Yeah,
so we're kind of evolving in that sense. But yeah, I have to say, like, giving classes online, I have students like in Vancouver, I've given workshops in like for to students in Japan. Like, I'm thinking, why didn't I do this before?
Exactly. Yeah. And other than the career moves going online, also things that we see how people protect themselves, you makes you wonder why we didn't do a lot of that before. Like,
yeah, for sure.
You know, like in restaurants, like, you know, the people who cook preparing the food, and it makes you wonder why we weren't kind of doing that already before.
Yeah, it's a learning experience, I have to look at the bright side of things. I mean, we're with our family.
Yeah,
we're learning to adapt. We're becoming more aware of how would you say the cleanliness, like sanitizing. We're being more aware of the seriousness of it, you know. Right. And it makes you be thankful for what you had,
yeah,
and what you don't have right now, and what we want to have in the future, you know?
Right. So. Now I'm glad at least I have three daughters, but two are grown, but I have one at home who's 12, and I was just telling her, we should be so glad that we have someone.
Absolutely.
You know, because there are so many lonely people out there going through this all by themselves.
Yes, that's terrible that, you know, even people that have gotten sick, that like, you have to go through it alone.
Yeah.
Like, that's so, so devastating. I don't know what I would do. And I thank God every day that my family has their health. I do have some family members that have been sick and that are sick right now. Once some in Texas, one in New York, some here in Fresno. Mm-hmm. But like my immediate family, I thank God that we're all safe so far, so good. And hopefully it'll stay that way. But yeah, having to go through it alone is just so sad.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because a year ago we were wishing for a vaccine. We're like, oh, there was only a vaccine. And now mm-hmm. we have a little bit of a fear. Like, do we want it? Which one? Mm-hmm. What's happening to people who are getting it? And it seemed like a simple solution, but of course there's just so many pieces to it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
And one of the saddest things is about young people who are doing school at home. I know my daughter does hybrid, a few hours there and the rest home. But kids are going through a lot right now as far as like anxiety and depression and just feeling isolated and not motivated.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we had to completely move from LA to Fresno because I lost my place that I was living in.
Oh, wow.
And I moved back in with my mom since I was 18. I left home right when I graduated. And like now and during this time, like I have to come back and live with my mom. And then my son, he had a really hard time. Number one, doing the long distance thing. I can't see my friends. I want to see them. I miss them. Mm-hmm. To graduating and then having to transfer to another school now. So he's making friends online.
Yeah.
We've met his teacher, but as far as his friends go, like classmates, we've never met them. You know,
It's kind of weird. It's like, I feel like the Jetsons now, you know, like,
right?
It's really here. It's really, yeah, really here.
For sure.
But I know that what you guys are doing brings some joy to people and you're able to do it virtually. So that's really great. And just hopefully inspire some young people. I was reading a little bit about Las Hermanas Garcia, for example, that are joining you for this virtual concert.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought, you know, how amazing is that? Like, that's not always possible to bring two groups together, like just as easily as this, as doing it virtually.
Yeah. Yeah. It's special at the same time, you know, cause like you said, like we're able to do this all together and it does make it special in a sense because, you know, we get to share our music, but at the same time, it's like, we can't see anyone, you know, like they're not there.
Yes, know? I can imagine. Now, does your son think you're just like the hottest, coolest mom because you're famous now?
No. I'm still the mom that makes him do the dishes and clean his room and
do your homework.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But it's funny though, because I think kids don't always express it, but it goes with them and take it with them and see how.
Yeah. It's funny because I hear him singing the songs like when he's in the room. Yeah. Like, it's so cool.
That's so cool.
My son.
I mean, it just shows, I think, children are resiliency as parents because we want them to be resilient. And to see us kind of, you know, you literally singing through all that's going on, you know, what else can you do? You have to keep going.
Absolutely. You have to.
Yeah, I'm glad you have this outlet to do it in, which is music.
Oh, me too.
So, like, so far I taught myself how to play solitaire and started to learn how to knit again, but...
Oh, nice. See? Good things come out of it.
But my, you know, since I was doing, like, reporting and going to theater to do theater reviews before, I started this podcast to kind of just keep the lines of communication open and keep the interviews coming and just talking to different people and see what people around the world or the country are doing, what their projects are and promote them. And I call it the queso or the queso I really want to focus on language and culture and how it connects us all.
And I think that's beautiful.
Thank you. It's an important time to do that, to be doing that. And just, you know, you have a lot of time to kind of contemplate these things.
Yeah.
I feel privileged to talk to you guys that are doing it with music. And then listening to some of your songs, like Beyonce, and, you know, like, and then you put it in your, you put your spin on it. And it's just so beautiful.
It was fun. It's really fun working with these ladies. I don't know where they're, aren't they supposed to be here? Where are they? Let me see.
Okay.
Let me message them.
All right.
¿Qué están haciendo? Oh, she says, wait, we are in the waiting room.
Oh my gosh. Yes, they are.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see, I have one person. Oh, they're together. They're
probably together.
Oh, they're, okay. Here they are.
Probably.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, there they are.
Awesome. We're on.
There's some magazines for you in the waiting room. I'm so sorry.
listening to elevator music.
Estábamos tocando la puerta y nada.
We were just in this, you know, having this great conversation, but I'm so glad you guys are all here. Welcome to the queso.
Thank you. You're in Chicago, right?
I'm in Chicago, yes. Staying indoors all weekend. It's pretty cold out there today.
Queso because of Chicago pizza, right?
No, actually.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, actually, just I'm a cheese fanatic.
No, queso as in the cheese man, right? The cheese.
Cheese man. Very good. Very good. So many puns. And really, the queso or the queso is place where we can come together and talk about culture and language and the things that bind us in those arenas. And I can't think of a better group of ladies to talk about and talk with, you know, about culture and art and how we're getting through this pandemic this year.
Yeah, definitely. It's tough.
Yes, and I'm so sorry for your loss. I know, you were just telling me, Melinda, about your loss of a friend just yesterday to COVID.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know. Just it's devastating. Like, you know, like that shouldn't even have happened. Like,
right.
That's the last person you would have thought, you know?
And, you know, it emphasizes the importance of having these events that you guys are going to have, for example, a virtual event coming together virtually and really sticking to your guns as far as like keeping that social distance while still performing and providing us with a little, you know, hope in the midst of all this. So before we get too deep and start crying right now, I just wanted to say how excited I am talking to you guys. And I'd like to hear about you guys, about how you three came together. I know you're different stories. You each have a passion for music and have your own path, but together you've come together to form AS and you're just now taking off. How did this happen?
Yeah, pretty much, Nellie and I were a part of another ensemble for many years. And in that particular group, we decided to retire and go our own separate ways after a very long time. And I still had a passion for this sort of female, you know, power trio ensemble. I really like it. I enjoy harmonies. I enjoy just working with others musically, you know? And so I wanted to continue the project, and Nellie was aboard, and Nellie and I got together and thought, who's the best person to complete this trifecta? And that was Melinda Salcido, La Melinda. And so we joined forces. I make that sound like we're like a space.
It's called Concha Power. Yeah.
Concha Power, yeah.
We joined forces last year, and we just started rehearsing, you know, a few songs here and there. And we've known Melinda through for many years through mariachi. Mm-hmm. We all originate from mariachi music. So I've known her for years. My family knows her. We're somos familia con ella, you know, and, you know, the opportunity came up to work with her, and we jumped, you know, to that opportunity. And like I said, we got together for a few rehearsals, And the first rehearsal we got together, it was magic. I heard the harmonies, how beautiful they blended after just one rehearsal. And I was freaking out. You know, I was trying to contain myself, and I'm like, there's a lot of potential here. There's a lot of potential. And all these ideas started coming in my head, and I'm like, but why now? COVID, screw you. You know, like, we're ready to like bloom and show the world what we can do together, you know?
So this happened after COVID, like the coming together.
I would say, yeah, I mean, right at the beginning of it, maybe a little bit after or so. It was definitely, we were ready to get serious with it, you know? Okay. And that's when just COVID hit, and that's when we didn't know like what to do. How are we gonna, nobody knew, musicians, no one knew how to promote themselves and like in this sort of situation, you know, so how to perform and all that.
Yeah. So if people were social distancing, how were you getting around that for rehearsals and things like that? Are you just still coming together, the three of you?
We keep it just us. Definitely, you know, we screen each other and say, hey, where have you been? You've been wearing a mask. We definitely try to be safe in that department. And it's funny because we have some people that have reached out and said, hey, can I come and watch your rehearsal? You guys are so great, blah, blah, blah. And that's awesome. I feel honored that they want to come and watch. But I tell them, sorry, closed rehearsal, COVID regulations. Sorry, man. It's just us three. But pretty soon, yes.
Yes. You'll have a full rehearsal room with fans because everyone's waiting.
Yeah, this is actually our rehearsal room right here. This used to be my garage, and now it's our studio. We recorded our album in here. It's our hangout spot, and we recorded our virtual show from last week in here as well. Or 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks? Yeah. We did it all in here. So
I love it. It looks so cozy.
Yeah.
It looks like a great place to get away.
Yes, definitely. And it's really quiet.
And I'm sure there's plenty of red wine around there.
Oh, it's, you'll find some for sure. Yes.
There's some Don Julio too.
That's Melinda's.
Hey, hi, Tias.
Oh. Hi, Tias. Oh,
where's the cone of shame?
I had to take it off of her ponytail. I felt so bad. She got spayed yesterday.
Oh.
But she just saw her tias this last weekend, so she wanted.
Everyone's going through something right now, even your cat. Yeah. So, you know, being in this industry, the music industry, being three ladies, you know, running the show, getting everything together, how is that different for you? You think than if like it was a man's group or comprised of men? Do you ever get that question?
All the time. That's all the time. And I'll start this off and I'll let Melinda continue it. But honestly, we always get that question of how do you feel, you know, being in a male dominated industry? It's not, in my opinion, it's not dominated by males. You know, it's,
you hear that, people?
Anymore.
Anymore. Exactly.
No, it's not. And I mean, we do our thing and that's it. You know, it's musically and they listen to that and they're like, okay, you know, you guys, I'm not gonna lie, you know, when we first started years ago, you would get the eye from people, you know, from guys in particular, and like, okay, let's see what you're capable of. And you and there was a point where you had to prove yourself, you right. know? And I mean that's kind of weird, but I mean it was done. It was what it was. And I think especially for our circle here, we've already established, you know, no, excuse my French, no andamos en chingaderas aquí, you know.
Exactly. So now, the reason I ask you that is not to be another person del montón to ask you the same question. But
no.
Some years back, I managed a techno banda here in Chicago, like maybe 12 years ago. And I had that question asked me all the time. Like, you're a manager, you're a woman, you're traveling with these 10 guys. What's it like? Yeah. And, you know, it was pretty bad sometimes, you know, getting harassed by promoters and, you know, being even cornered and just being offered things, you know, and things like that and not being taken seriously. And I'm negotiating a contract and, you know, this is for real. I'm not playing. So yeah, there are some obstacles that as women we face, but I felt really proud that I was able to do it 100% with my integrity intact at the end of it.
Of course. I grew up with three brothers. So I was always around, male figures. So, but I mean, even in the music world, I always came across really good guys. In my situation, I came across really great guys that were always very helpful and very supportive and became lifelong friends.
That's great. And I think people just in general, not just guys, they see the seriousness of your work and they respect that. Yeah. And so we earn our spot by doing that, just doing our work and doing it in a way that's respectable. So
what do you think, Melinda?
Now, you've heard, I've asked you what's the most annoying question you ever get. What's the best question you ever get from your fans or from young
What's people? Your sign? Yeah. That happened yesterday. We had an interview with a couple of middle school youth groups, mariachis. Mm-hmm. And the teachers were like, oh, feel free to chime in and you're going to get points for your participation and asking questions and having your camera on. And then all of a sudden we see, what's your sign?
Yeah.
That was cute. That was really
cute.
How
old were these children?
Junior high, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade.
That's cute. Yeah. You know, right when the pandemic started, like our lockdown started March 13th of last year. That night was my daughter's mariachi concert. Very first ever she's in middle school as well. Aww. She plays violin.
Ah.
Yes. And it was going to be her first concert and they canceled it. So the next best thing is that they released their rehearsals. So it's good to have those rehearsals recorded.
It's cute when kids ask things outside of, they want to know like who we are as people, as individuals. And I think
what's your favorite food? Remember they asked that? It was so cute.
Yeah. And I jump on that because I'm a huge foodie. So I'm like, okay, if you want to know what I like, I love this and I love that. And if you go to this city, go to Chicago and eat Giordano's pizza and Pequot's and all that stuff.
Yes, that's really cute because you're developing this fan base of people who really want to know about you.
Yeah.
What your life is like in and out of music. So speaking about that, like, can each of you tell me how you balance your family and music and rehearsals and everything else you might have going on?
Wow.
Nelly?
Nelly.
How do you do it?
Nelly's definitely,
part-time. I don't know if she does that.
It's definitely, well, I mean, you make time for it. If you want it, you'll make time for it.
So, that's very important. If you want it, you go for it.
I have a 19-year-old, so he's not a baby anymore, so I don't have to, I still have to be on his butt.
Who I used to clean his diapers when he was a baby.
So he's pretty much kind of on his own. He's in school, so I do my own thing. I still keep an eye on him, of course. But
well, that's nice. And he can run errands.
Definitely. Yeah. He definitely helps running errands. And then I have my day jobs, of course. Try to go to school too, and then Aya. So I kind of do it all, but like I said, if you really want it, you'll make the time.
There's no question you're a mujer luchona.
Muy luchona. The week before we had our virtual concert a couple weeks ago, she was studying for a recent accomplishment that she just had. I'm gonna say it because she's very modest and she doesn't say these things. So I gotta brag for her. She just became an aviation. Help me with the term here.
It's an FAA dispatcher license.
There you go.
So
wow.
I've been in aviation since I was a kid. So I went on to school, got my bachelor's in aviation administration. And then from there, I got my private pilot license. And then recently the dispatcher license.
Wow.
So if we ever have to travel anywhere, now I can just find a plane.
Yes.
Where does this idea of flying come from?
I don't know. I'm thinking because my parents lived next to an airport. So the pattern there at that airport went through my parents' backyard.
Okay.
So I always saw planes kind of like turning, going back and turning. Like it became very interesting to me.
Wow.
So one day I just, you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to go check this out. And I drove into that airport and they offered me a, like a sample ride, you know?
Wow.
I'm like, okay. Wow. Boom. After that, I'm like, this is my calling. I want to do it.
That is so amazing. And you were tan calladita and you're like a pilot and doing all these amazing things. She's not going to brag about this.
Hey, she's a Scorpio though. So don't get her mad.
Just let me know when next time you're the pilot on my plane. Wow, that's a lot to balance. So I commend you for that. That's just amazing. And your outlet, your artistic outlet is the music and just kind of letting go.
You know, that kind of just runs in the family. I was kind of not pushed into it because I really enjoyed it. But, you know, it's a tradition. So I just kind of followed it. And here I am. I mean, I played mariachi since I was a little older, maybe 12.
Wow.
So I'd be 5 years old, but.
Wow.
I always heard it. My mom played it at home all the time. So it's just in the blood now. Yep.
So, Suemi?
How did I start? Or
yeah, how's your balancing act?
My balance. Well, you know what? It's funny because I am unemployed right now. I was/am a full-time musician at a very famous theme park in Anaheim, California.
Yes, I read about that.
Run by a mouse. hint, hint. And that was my bread and butter right there, you know, full-time job. And I was there for 14 years.
Wow.
I moved to LA because of that particular job. And well, they, you know, obviously for COVID, they shut down in March. And because of that, I mean, that took up a lot of my time, obviously. And then also, you know, gigging and doing shows, that took up time, but neither one of those is happening. Mm-hmm. So, well, with that, I am given more time now to be at home and start different projects. So I have a lot of time on my hands, which leads to just being in here and trying to be creative musically. So that's where my time goes. Between feeding my pets and being here in the studio, recording, I get hired for doing like recording projects for people in different states. So I do that from here in the studio. That's pretty much it. Music is my life right now. Studio life, music studio life.
You're the envy of so many musicians that have to split their time right now.
Right now, yeah. I mean, we'll see. You know, if this park opens up anytime soon, then my time then will be very limited.
Yeah.
When I was juggling everything, it was, you know, going to the park and playing there, coming home, grabbing a quick bite to eat, going to the gym because I'm a big gym fanatic, boxing in particular.
Ooh.
And then I'd go to sleep and then just start it all over again. And I would probably have maybe like 1 or 2 days out of the week where I can come home and just do what I do currently now every single day.
Okay.
So music is my life right now.
That's beautiful. That's so nice. And I see you're wearing
your disguise.
Yeah. And I see you're wearing your merch, which I am shopping for right now on my screen here. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Melinda, yeah, we have crop tops, we have sweaters, and we're gonna have some caps pretty soon.
Oh, the beanie, yeah.
We have a beanie, and then we have our and this is a disclaimer. This is not a Vela Milagrosa, all right? No causa milagros. This is our official Ellas candle.
Ooh, that is so cool. I was looking at that. I'm like, I'm definitely getting that, but I don't want to burn it. I just want to keep it.
I got to tell people, no causa, no da milagros, no.
No
hace milagros.
If you burn it, you all suddenly can sing, right? If you burn it off, se te va la voz. It's better than the Rosa de Guadalupe.
Oh my gosh.
Melinda, you were telling me a little while ago how a lot of things have changed during COVID for you. You've moved and you're balancing family right now. So
yeah. So back when COVID hit, Michael's, I work at sorry, I forget, Michael's Craft Store. I was working there, and it closed. It closed down. It
smells good.
It does. and so I automatically became unemployed. We were working at, I had another group that I was working with in Salmonville Casino, and obviously it closed down too, so I was out of work. The only thing I did have still were my lessons, but even that like got put on hold too because of COVID. Like we weren't really able to have in-person classes, so I lost the place I was living in and I had to move back home to Fresno. And then fortunately I was able to get my job at Michael's back. I transferred here. So I started part-time, still giving my lessons, now virtual. And I'm trying to, you know, work whatever I can on the weekends. If any mariachi jobs come up, I have friends that have groups here and they call me, but I'm always very, very, very cautious. I always double mask at Michael's and on the weekends or whenever I leave the house, sanitize. You just never know.
Right.
And in the mix of all of this is my son. He's going to be 11 in May. Oh my God, 11. and he's my partner in crime. Like whenever I go to LA, he goes and he sees his tías, Nelly and Suemi.
Lo chiquiamos.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. They just love him so much.
So great.
Yeah. But he travels with his mom. So he's my partner in crime right now. Whenever I can take him with me. And if not, then I make sure he's very well taken care of with my mom. So,
you know, it's going to be such a memorable year for our families, just the way we're doing things differently, but also enriching our children's lives as well, as, you know, as they see us go through things that we have to do to kind of make it through the year and just, you know, we're swinging it because we're, you know, chingonas, that's what we are. So tell me about the virtual concert coming up with Las Hermanas Garcia that's taking place on
March 5th
with Las Hermanas Garcia. It's a virtual concert.
Yeah, we are excited about that. We're going to be obviously playing a few tunes from our album, but we'll be throwing in some more romantic boleros, some beautiful stuff out there. And yeah, it's gonna be quite a difference from the last time that actually we performed for Boleros de Noche, which was in a beautiful outdoor theater. And now we're gonna do it, you know, safely from a different location. And we'll see what's to come. You know, Roberto Carlos is an amazing producer of the show and has great ideas. And excited to share the same bill with Las Hermanas Garcia.
And Boleros de Noche is an annual event, right? How many years has this taken place? Do you know?
Oh man, it's
fourth, fifth year.
I'm sure. Don't quote us on this, but I would probably guess maybe 5 years or so. It's gone on for a while. I mean, I remember like the very first one. It's a great event. It's grown so much, and people love it.
Now it's great that it can continue virtually. You know, it's just
I'm so glad. Yeah.
Yeah. And no one's going to forget about it. And, you know, we could just pick up where it left off next year. And I'm glad you're going to be a part of it. Now there's a fee to watch the show that night, that day, correct?
Correct. Yes, there is a fee to watch the show, but you won't regret it after you pay that fee. It's going to be really good.
No, exactly. No, I totally trust you. And I'm all for supporting artists and, you know, musicians. Yes. You know, this is a must. It's not, you know, I was just talking about that with someone today and I put that on my Facebook all corny today, all cheesy because I'm, you know, cheesy like that.
good.
You know, that art is a must. It's not an afterthought. It's something you need to do every day. You know, create something always. Don't leave it to cuando tenga tiempo, when I'm done with this, you know, that day's never going to come. You just need to let what's, you know, exuding from you be transported either to a canvas or to music, or, you know, it's a must.
Music never dies.
It never dies.
It heals. And we all need healing right now at this such crazy time. So that's what we're here for.
Art in general.
art in general, yeah, like you said, and it's just pretty cool though, because you guys get to do really cool things, like do that cover from by Beyonce. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's a fun.
I like how you like. It's kind of like Paquita telling off the guy, but it's such a sweet way that you do it.
It is definitely well. There's two Beyonce covers on there, and they are a lot of fun to perform, especially "Daddy Lessons." Definitely.
Okay. Now, what about other artists that you've had the privilege to work with? Now that you're a trio, can you tell me about a cool experience like that you've had?
Melinda individually, she's performed. She's backed up Marco Antonio Solis, John Sebastian, mm-hmm. correct?
John Sebastian. I've performed for Marco Antonio Solis, Luis Miguel, Yolanda Del Rio. LaToya Jackson one time.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fun. She really liked it.
And I heard about Lady Gaga. Who was accompanying Lady Gaga?
The girls.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, part of the previous group we were in, we played on one of the songs from her Born This Way album.
I saw that. I saw that. I saw that she did something like that. I didn't realize it was you guys. It's really cool.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it's a cool thing to remember and kind
Not
of.
Not everyone can say that.
Yeah.
No, in my opinion, it's cool because there are these big stars that everybody knows around the world. But sure. More than anything, because we're taking our cultura and we're putting it in some other part of, you know, yeah. another culture, another arena, and mm-hmm. we're transporting and showing people who we are.
Definitely.
So to me, that's even cooler than, oh, who's this person? Yeah, they're really awesome, but I love that we can like get in there.
Combining, we're becoming one.
Adding the salsa to the
exactly. Hi. That's so cute. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time and your talent. You guys are so gorgeous. I love you guys.
Thank you.
And I'll be watching the virtual concert, and I'll be getting my swag. So got a new fan out here in Chicago.
Yes, we hope to visit you out there soon when it's safe.
Yes, definitely. So talk to you guys soon and see you at the virtual concert.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Sentir que tus besos se anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que mis besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, 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 nació de ti.